Well, the Meta mentioned Beisiv Dalad. We just finished off that idea of being a couple, Kalim. So the Machu the Sigya about being a couple by pressing things together. We have a Mishnah Daf Kufim. Aleph says, Mechabesh, Esbalibatim, Matirin, Ablokation. We have clothing that a regular person, what he can do, can untie the press that is clothing inside. Ablomaisi cannot put the press together and press things together. That's one thing. A second thing the Mishnah says, if the mice is a Kriyav Uman, that you cannot tie, untie or put it together. A third thing comes along, Rabbi Yehuda says, well, let's say you already undid the press Erev Shabbos. The loch is you can keep on undoing it on Shabbos. That means there are three lochas in the Mishnah. We have to explain all three. First thing, a regular press a person has, for example, a person has a press in the house with their friends. The loch is that a regular person, he can undo it. Once he takes his pants out, he can open up, take the pants out over here. However, the loch is he cannot press it. He can't put it together. And the question is, why can he not press it? We start at 9:30 waiting for you.
We start at
17:10. Come along, Rashi says, what's he said? Why can I press it? He says, no, why? It's a tzerichol. Tzerichol. Come along, the Torah says, the reason why you cannot put your pants inside this press, why is it tzerichol? We're talking about chayodom, graz, mishtabuot, the tzerichol. It sounds like the loch is, if you want to put your pants Friday night inside a press for Shabbos morning, on Shabbos itself, the mice said, smutter. Smutter. Think about it, look, the fellow. Madaka loch we came across in the Gimel. Loch is you cannot even undo creases. Al tinu shmiro. Come on the loch to make creases. The only reason why it's also the tzarechol, says the Mishnah Berurah from Rashi. Havel maisa to make a crease for korban Shabbos should be mortar. Chiddush also fellow. The place can really iska as a kasher. So the simcha shlach emes and others. So one way the shlach emes answers is etna vada to make creases on Shabbos is also. Also should be also. You must stack in something over here to have creases in your pants. What Rashi here means, Pshat of the Mishnah says, when you are, you let be matur, you let undo the press over here, and then sometimes people put inside the press a couple of begotten. You will, let's say, two pairs of pants. I've seen guys do that. Inside the press, two pairs of pants. So when you undo it and you want to take one out, you might think that you let it reclose it. It already has the creases. You want to keep it back on the place over there. In that case, still can do it, because why are we closing it? That's our hold. However, the mice said, stop to put your pants inside the crease and to close it on Shabbos, to make the crease on Shabbos, and that's also, says the Sfas Nemes. You can have one reason, one malach, Pshan Rashi in the Mishnah Berurah, the Vad make creases also. Let me say a second malach, similar to what Rashi says, Rashi says, Tzorechol, Lukum Iri, Miri says the word is the Derechol. Look in the bush, after you saw Rashi in the Torah, it says also the word the Derechol. Could mean what it means, since the Derechol, when you use an object, is the Tzorechol. Therefore, it's a derech to use it for the weekday. It's nichol negedah of the chol. And since agam, maybe if you're doing a Shabbos, should have been mutter, but since it's the negedah to be the tzarechol, has the negedah being the derechol, therefore it's also the sugya of the chol. Even when you're doing it for Shabbos. Next year, the maizik come along the place and say, the loch is negedah, a regular press you have in the house, will undo on Shabbos, take your pants out, to close it on Shabbos, the maizik that's also. The second case of the Mishnah, is you have a case of the uman over here, the loch is, says, loigabo, you cannot touch it. Can't touch it. Why can't you touch it? Says Rashi in the Mishnah. It's Daima to Saiser. Nichli get of Kain Saiser. Navadat Saiser Mamish. Like he said, it's like a case of Kisa Kalim. Everyone knows you can take it out of the Sadabal, open and close the Baal cap. It's made to open and close. Here also, this press over here that everyone has made to open and close. Avad is not Stira Mamish. It's only Daima to Saiser. It's a contraption that looks like you're creating something over here. That's the words, how the Torah brings it down. The grass, the chayodom, others being down, the loshon, the mechavim, the four shaway, is doing it in of stira over here. I got to look at the Rambam, and the Maharam brings out the Rambam, the Isra has nothing to do with stira, which really has a hard time understanding what shait is of stira, so make it open and close. The Rambam says, you're even the Isra inside the chasern kiss. It's not the sugi of mukhso. It's a cleave of maestro uman. Umans use it for their business, for their work. People are very makbid to only use it for their pants, and putting pants inside their ulcer, because that's a malach over here to make the crease, like we said before. Therefore, nechal negeda of chasern kiss, people very makbid upon it. So, two reasons why to ask in the case of a uman, either chasern kiss or the ikkel advice can go, inside the sugya of daimless zero. The third thing the Mishnah says, brought down by the, again, the Torah by Seisif, is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, let's say you have this maisa uman, that you open it on Erev Shabbos, ready to open, you want to keep on finishing opening and take your pants out, that maisa is mutter. And the question is Rabbi Yehuda arguing the Tanakhama, or he agrees with the Tanakhama? Come on, the Beis Yosef, Mida Machlokes Rishonim, is there a Machlokes over here or not? You want to kind of the Torah wrote down Salah Lamaisa, that a person can keep on opening it. That's how we have the Ben Yerucham and others, and Eliyahu wants to pass through the might like of Judah. There is no machlokes over here. After the Sheni points out the base taster, the Rambam says, Einu lo chokur kem Yudah. You have Mishnayis, the Magen Mishnah, and others come along and say, we did not paskin. That's how numerous paskin can go, Tverei Sol, the Graz, the Chayodom, Kitzer. They come along the paskin. The law is that you cannot, by Maisa Umon, even though it's open, continue opening it fully. Now there is a Mishnah Brewer over here in the Shayati, and he wants to tie off that the question, do we paskin like Yudah or not, or the Machlokes, really depends upon the question beforehand, what's the state of the Issa by the case of Umon? Is it Sugya Mukso or Sugya Baino? You want to time the Rambam asks it, you know, I can help with the Sugya Mukso. We said the Sharatin, you held the Sugya Baino. Maisa wants to open it, you keep on opening it. They point out it's not that simple. Look at the Rav Mishnais. Took Rashi's reason of Stira, still not Paschal Gavido. Take the Kitchen on Earth or the Graz and other places, and they come along and say the Svara of Daimler Stira, and still they came along and say, you cannot open it Paschal Gavido. Look, it's not Mukha Kali Zebazer. And as far as why the Maestro asked it, I the Maestro open, what's the big deal? Why can you keep on opening and taking it out? Says the Grand Kishon Aruch, that's before Shema Commission that way, it's exactly that let's say it was not open, you might come to open it. That means once open, to pull out the pants should have been mutter. But since sometimes it will not be open, you might come to open it and pull out your pants. That's where we have exactly here to answer it. Now, to pull out the pants, we're asking you, you might come to open, they ask, according to the Rambam, side point, when I get to the sugya of Mukso, the Amma Paschal Lachla Maisa that you cannot keep it opening up this clearly here once it's open for Shabbos, like the Tanakam against the Yudam inside the sugya of Mukso Chsarnkis. The Shaila is why? The Maisa pulling the pants out is taking out the clear that's mutter. So why can you keep it opening it up inside the sugya of Chsarnkis? What is the problem of Mukso over here? So we had a Yisoid in Mukso. The question was to move things in the Mukso on Shabbos and Evan, Tiltub Gufa is mutter. Tiltum that sounds after a heter is mutter. By chesar and kiss, do we have a heter to move things tiltum gufay? Do you have a heter more tiltum that sad? What's svartum mechalik? Says the Prim God, we know why. Because chesar and kiss, you mach be not gufay at all, even not tiltum gufay. That means everyone knows there's a rock in the floor, you want to move on Shabbos, kick it with your foot. No problem. You have a pelphone on the floor, let's say chesar and kiss, can you kick it with your foot? You have a piece of a paper that you hold chesar and kiss, can you move it? Coming with Pim Gun says the shadow here is, and he wants to go to the Shitot and Simon Shin Ches and Simon Shin Tes. By Chsorkis, you have no Heter Teltum Gufay. You have no Heter Teltum Nasad. And therefore, these things, you have a telephone in your bed, what go do on Shabbos, you have no Heter to go move it.
Well,
in Chsorkis. The Maestro, the Paiskim Baker, disagrees. Mishmua also in Hulkus Moksa says, you have a piece of paper, and don't Teltum Gufay and silence Motor. Coming with Kivegan says, not like Pim Gun disagrees, no, Maestro, it's also. So what's he saying over here? Why do you pull your pants out? Tilt on that side. Are you opening the thing up further? What's the problem over here? It says the same thing like in Rashi, so you might come to open it. It also says in Kivegan, he's saying over here, you might come to open it when it's fully closed. It comes out to the side, my plate is there a head to tilt on that side, or tilt of a gufoy, or near a kudaimo. By a certain kiss, one of my mechremes coming from is this sugi over here. Sifei, back to the sugi of Mimalabin, we have a sugi that cooked them aleph. The Gemara brings down, can a person do kusay kisnisa? Can a person take his cloak, his chaluk, and rub it? Why can you rub it together? It brightens it, makes it also softens it. So the question is, why are you doing it for? Are you rubbing it together to soften the cloak? Or are you rubbing it together to brighten it? Come on, Gemara. The Gemara says, Pashi, coming to make it softener. Soften, yeah, softener. And therefore, since it, what? Softer, right, softer. As soon as you can make it softer, therefore it should not be a problem. You're not doing an active leaven over here. You're not being malabin. Come on, Gemara, Gemara, Mamshech, what about the case of a sutter, a handkerchief? The Gemara is maskona, machlokes among the shen, what the gear says, is also the mutter. So first, again, to say, there can be three cases, two from the Gemara, one from the Rishonim. The case of a cholok, which we pass as mutter. A case of a sutter, machlokes shen, what the gear says, is going to pass against also. And the third case of pishtin, that's the case of shpul leka, porta, mother, amal. Three different cases. So first, again, to cholok, again, it's very clear, the Gemara says, the reason why you allow to rub it together, because you come to soften it, lemaisa it's mutter. What is a cholok? It's come along with Mishabrua, quoting Kama for the Graz, Eliyahu and others, a cholok is your malbush tachtoin, your undershirt. That's not near b'chutz. A cholok means an undershirt. What's the nafkimina, what the word cholok over here means, undershirt? So we mentioned a couple of times already, the loch and simon reish time of vayiz, come along with Mishabrua and Sukkot, he says, on Shabbos, you should not wear anything that you wear on Bimei Chol, a filu cholok. That means the Mishnah is saying you should switch your cholok from Bimei Chol to Shabbos. You have a miyuchadik cholok on Shabbos. What's a cholok? We see over here, Mishnah says a cholok means a an undershirt. That means we have a locha on the minig that people who seem to know the locha, they switch mekach ragloi ad reishoy, everything, or even the undergarments. Why? Because Mishpura says switch your cholik. The word cholik means the undergarment. Miuchud, miuchud, not to switch, miuchud. That's just coming from a lot of ways. I'm based having miuchud for Shabbos. Yes, yes, I do. As I say, it's Mishpura. Tell you, not a chiyuv, it's tell you. I have a different brand, a different market. It actually feels more comfortable. It's better, and I do.
Yeah.
It doesn't say anything. It has to be clean. Well, there's two halachas. Be clean and one's be yuchad. I have yuchad. I have yuchad. Sit. I have yuchad. Yeah. It's be yuchad for Shabbos. You have two hats. Be yuchad for Shabbos. Two suits. Be yuchad for Shabbos. It's supposed to be yuchad. Fine, now negates this halacha of cholot. Come on, the Mishmur says certain cholot, two limitations to this halacha. Number one, he says halacha is cannot be magagal al de kli. Even if you want to soften it, you want to use an iron on Shabbos, even if the iron is off, you want to take it and press it down. Come on, the Mishmur says to do that on Shabbos, the maitet aser. The second thing, come on, the paiskim, Mishmur magarbam, coming from Machaber, it's in the top of your test. The halacha is you cannot make kmotim, you cannot make creases on Shabbos. Says the Machaber, you know what? Misal the sugya of tikkun mono. Can't make creases on Shabbos. Now, when the halacha making creases, come on the Mishmur, and he says, the Magaram, dafka, to make a crease with a kli, is also. Using your hands, sounds like the Mishmur's motor. I see the Evan Yisrael, the ambition on Mishmur's, said, Sarachi, and why. But bring out what he means, the Hora. The person, when he gets back to the clean, is a shirt that has cuffs, so the cuffs are not there, it's all straight down. So about it, if you already have the line there to bend it back, or you already have the line, you want to bend your collar back down, is fine. But let's say when you get your sure fact, there's no lines there. You want to make curious on Shabbos. Can you take your cuffs and fold it up and make a cuff on Shabbos? Is it? It's built upon this halacha there. So, the Meister, the Chora, we see over here that Issa's number one, dafka using a kli, which would not say your hand is going to be altered. But look at the sugya of Mishvur and the Machavad is trying to, Simtovkov Memalev, over there says, what is the Issa of using a kli to do these things, making a crease? This is what is a Meister Uman Masaka Mono. The case over there, that was the Mais Umon. Making your cuffs, the Chua Nan Mais Umon. So first, I think the halacha number one, it's Mutter, because from this sugya, the issue is an Umon and a Kli. If you don't have either one, the Chua should be Mutter. I'm going to make your cuffs to neither one. I the Mais, though, you can ask me, Sokko, sorry, if you just said the halacha in Sif Gimel is, you can't even undo creases or make creases. Why is it worse in the case of the halacha in Sif Gimel? So I think, to point out, the Chua, the two different sugyas over here. First of all, the fact that Mishmur has to tell you, you cannot make a crease, you send your top of the Malach. Why send you to that halacha? Should just send you to over halacha of Sif Gimel. Can fold things, can undo creases, can make creases. Why is sending you over there? So I think there are two ideas. One is when a person folds the talus on the crease, or he makes whatever, or he's undoing the crease over there, making it nicer. That is what to protect it, or to shmiru or masakin for the future, but not to wear. The idea something called shimush, to use something. When I want to use it, I want to fold it up, and that's how I wear the tzura of wearing. That's not called Tikkamono. That's called Shimush. Idea negated Kalam Masakamono is people use things in a certain way. That's called use. That's not called being Masak in the Kli. I use a shirt with this way. And they have come up with some examples. You know why you can roll up your cuffs, he says, when anybody has it there? Because that's called Shimush. That's what you go do over here. So Mazam says, you know why you had to smash it? I put it back the way how it is. So you know why? That's how local what? Or just putting it back called Shimush. It's not a Shigin Sif Gimel. Again, by Rayat, by Sif Dal, what everyone's saying, why it's also Ali Dekli, and Mais Uman is a problem, otherwise it's Mutter. When you come to use something, not to protect it, or Mustak in the future, but this is the true of its use, that's a Shtaka Svara, why the Mais, the person can fix his hat, like we mentioned last time, Kulkim. Before also Shtaka Svara, the Chor Klovia, that person can take his cuffs and bend it down and make the cuffs on Shabbos, even though it's making a crease over here. That's. Yeah, that's okay. It's putting inside the press. Yeah. Now, Kamal Lushimun says, even though we have this heter by Chol to go soften it, he said, Avad, we have a kavono to make it shine, to make it neon bright. So then he said, Avad, let's look. It's also, that's the case like the stutter. If that's so, Shabzam and others really ask, how is it going to be? It depends upon kavono. Give over to Amoinam. One person will be also, one person will be more, three ends of Sarafian. So I'm not clear. Enfam is a good aura over here. And Moshe does say, let's say you have a case over here where you want to soften it. But why do you want to soften it? You cannot wear it the way how it is right now. It's too coarse, too tough. You can't wear it. It's an economy. It's soften that case. We also. it's the Rabbanan. Because on the case of discussing, you can wear it. There's no tick in the beggar. It's just, you appreciate it more. If it's soft, if you wear it, once you're definitely get a tick in. But that's one case, a case of a chalak. A second case of here, the case of a sudr. The basis of Inyan Masalikis, Gir studies what the Gemara holds, what the luck is. The Rabbi, the Rambani brings down this Mekel, Atalashani, Rashi, the Sugin Vector, as being Machmer. The Rambam and the Rosh, two are the big three, the Maestas are also Machmer, and they have come on the Machabri, passing like the Torah. The luck is that a sudr is also. Well, like the idea, when you rub it together, you come in to make it look nice. Now, the difference between a sudr and a chalak, again, a chalak is inside, a sudr is something that is outside. That means you want to apply practically, come on the storm and say that you have a shirt. Shirts people see. A shirt on the get of a sudr, mashenki, and a choluk is something that's inside. People do not say, will not have this getter. That means a sudr is something that's external.
So that we just don't wear our shirt
for the we'll get, what if you want to rub it together and make it shine, then you'll have the issa by the shirt. The shirt usually is like the sudr, not like your choluk. Now, what does it mean practically? We'll get to our shuk when he says. Before teaching you what the word Shulchan Aruch says. A third case over here is the case of Pishtin. Now, the big day Pishtin is brought down by the Shmuel Lekeh, by the Beis Yosef, and the law is, why is it usher? Because when you soften it, that is its leave. When you come to soften, and when you soften it, that itself is libunai. Now, also negates the case of Pishtin, there are three cases over here. There's a case of a koiva, of a hat, a case of Shabbat Godim, a case of a cholik. Three different cases floating around. The Mishmuel has different halakhs of all three. The case of the koiva, the case of the hat, that the Amol Maisa Asas, the Shmuel Lekeh, Piskeirid, the Maisa, they want to ask it. That's clear, it's also. Why? Because Sofnin is Libunai. The second case is Sharp Kli Pishtin, other begotten, what's halacha? Come along Shmuel Lekeh, and the more brings down to Asr. Asad Hashemi, come along the Mogar Raman says, the Maisa Minik is to soften, to rub it together, and Maisa it's Mutter. The Grazach, other bring down the Minik Simekel. Come along the Mishmuel says, in the Bialocha, it's true that they say that, but Maisa disagrees and said, I have to argue the Rishonim, Avad Yafi Machmer. Now, what does that mean, Big Day Pishtin? The Kamal Rav Hashulchan said, Avad Yafi Machmer, you know why? Because I have no idea what they're talking about over here, he says. That's basically right. He says, first of all, we don't have a sudder. Second of all, these shining the hats, I'm not sure what they're referring to. Elamai, it must be in those days, somehow, when they got things are washed, it came hard. Afterwards, when you rub together, it came soft. Ours don't come hard, aren't soft, the same thing one before one afterwards. Come also, maybe their gears are our kibbutz. He's not sure back and forth. That's what ends up the Minik Simekel, because we don't know what they're referring to. Basically, take away the Talmud Halacha, what's a sudder, what's a kibbutz, he's not clear what's going on over here, which I think the Olam also is very confused, and at least the Aruch Shulchan writing it. The only problem I do have. You're not doing it to Malach in it, trust me.
No, but it's like
a reminder
that's too hard to use.
No, it's not too hard to use. You appreciate softness. Not too hard to use. But right, they sell it that way. It's not too hard to use. Now, just the bias, life bias, or someone said the Meister makes you Mekel, he doesn't know whether the Matisse is not the same thing. The Chometz Chaim lived in the same time as the Aruch Shulchan. They were born within the same 10 years. I came along with Shmuel and he said, no, the Ikka Lok is like the Ramah. That's also via by Shach Klipishtin. He seemed to not be bothered with the Matisse. So again, it could be that Mishmur Kedarka, he never seemed to be worried about the Matisse. He went with what the Ilam said over the Paiskim. But it is a little bit strange. Aruch Shulchan and Bialocha are living in the same generation, same time. They seem to have different abundance of what exactly is going on over here. Finally, we have one case to get to a Koyva is Osir. Shakli Pishtin, the Magabam says, the Minixi Mekel Mishmur said to be Matmer. This is a case of Cholmshul Pishtin, the undergarment of Pishtin. Then that, a Kamal Mishmur Lekin says to be Matmer, brought down by the base of Yosef, and healed to be Matmer. And that says the Mishmur, that you can be Mekel, while the Cholpach is Rashi, the Sugi over here, and then the Meister is okay. So Kamal the get to Mishmur, Lokal Meister, Koyva is Osir. Shakli Pishtin, he goes against the Magabam. The Meister said he can be Mekel by Cholok. What does these cases mean? Talk here. Next sugya, Vav Zayin Ches, the sugya of Tit. Vav Zayin Ches are really three different cases of cement and mud over here. The first case is Tit Aragloi on Pad Tabi Yafot. The Sif Zayin is Tit Al Bigdoi. And Sif Ches is Tit Al Naloi upon your shoes. Now, there are three different cases, and they're mixed up with different lochs over here. There's Mlacha Baino, Mlacha Malabim, Mlacha Taychen, Mlacha Mamachik. The main reason why it's here is the sugya of Malabim. But obviously, once you get involved, the sugya of Malabim, you get involved with. So let's try to go first what it says over here. We'll get back to Malavin afterwards. First, Sif Al the Sugya Tit upon your feet over here. You have a Sugya and Dakuf and Malachim and Alf. The Gemara brings down a Havmina with three Mahalchim afterwards. The Gemara first starts with the Havmina, the Lokhid, you have Tut on your feet. What to go do? You can Makaneach upon the Karka on the ground, but you cannot do it on the Kaisal. Why? Because the Sugya Bainon. Come along, Rav says he doesn't understand. Why should that be so? So if Rava says for carrot, the halacha is the person that can do it on the chaisel but cannot do it on the karka. Why? Shema asher gumois. Kamo Mabar Avina says the third malach echazav echazav osir. Kamo Apopa says echazav echazav is mutter. That means first we have four options in the sugyo. We can either say in the chaisel is osir, karka is mutter, or vice versa, or both are mutter, both are osir. Clear for us. Sheet is very simple. Halacha ma'aser, we dropped that. We not all three halacha. First, Kamo Mabar Mabar. Mar Vred Ravina says Echazav Echazav Osir. Who passes like that? That's Mordechai, that's Ravon in the Sugyo. And if the Mechavon passes away the Chumra brought down by the Shema Bach, that everything is Osir. Sai Karka is Osir and Sai the Locha of Akhlis is Osir. One Mitzan Asher Guma, one Mitzan the Sugyo Baino. Fine, that's one sheet to the Mechavon sheet. He asks everything. Atzal Hashedi Kamal Rapapa says everything is Mutter. That's the Balamor, that's the Ro, the Rash, for the Rosh. Now, who passed like that? Ramal brings down Losh Yishoimim. The Taz says, that's way to be Mekel. So Taz went, Pugfakar, everything over here is Mutter. We're not going to worry about Asher Gumas. We're not going to worry about the Sugyo Baino. Atzad Ashlishi. Kamal Rav Ram says, the Loch is on top of the Kreisel Mice's Mutter character's ulcer. Who passed like that? Two of the big three, Ramam the Rift. Once two of the big three passed that way, obviously the Macham goes that way. And read the Mishtibuah, but Iki went that way. Why? It starts off. The Mice's Loch is the Taz, Mekel, and everything, says the Mishtibuah. Says the Mash Enkini said the Magavam is Machmin everything. He says if so, we'll go least the Chalfox in between. Yesh Lishmach Lahokal in the case of Chaisel Ken, not in the case of Karko. That means you have the Loch Lamaiso, we show him with three different Malachim. Among Rishayim and Paiskim, we have the Taz, Magavam, and the Mishabu, three different sheets over here. Simple. Further. Now, once we have a Loch Lamaiso like the Mishabu, the Loch is again on the Chaisel, the Loch is going to be Mutter on the Karko is Osir. Come in the certain case of the Evangelist is Mutter. The Gemara is a case of Kairo on a beam. On a beam of Maisa Vadas Motor. There's no Asher Gumas over there, there's no Baya Baino. Everything on Maisa Green Motor. Says the Mishmuel, Lav Lav in a beam, even on the case of the Evan, even on the case of Iraq. Same idea over here. Why? No Asher Gumas, no Baya Baino over here. Says Jamal, even taking a piece of the Cheres. Same thing, taking a piece of Cheres, knocking it off from your foot, also is Motor. Says the Mishmuel of Magaram, also the Kaisel of 8, also is Motor. So first we have four cases over here, the Evan Green is Maisa's Motor. Now to make it practical, once you know all these things,
we'll
step by step. Before, that's a side point. First, let's go step by step. So first, that's very simple. What it says, come on, let's make it practical. First of all, let's say you want to be machmer on a binyan, like the Maharam says, you cannot put it on top of the karko on binyan. Come on, Shomazaman says, what is the whole reason why? Because you're coming to most of the binyan. If you go over to binyan and start rubbing your foot to put one on top of your binyan bisman azeh. No one thinks you come here moisture to the business.
You're talking about tit or
talking about mud? Talking about tit. Mud, either one. Doesn't make a difference. No one thinks you're tit or mud, either one. Case is tit over here. Today, there's no idea, any butts, no one's been coming moisture to the business. The way says, even when I go like the Magvami, Choshe Lechumro, say it doesn't apply. Doesn't apply. That's Allah. So, first of all, it doesn't apply by binyan. Sai, we don't pass like that. We go like Mishmurah. And number two is, if we did pass that Magavam, so what? There's no one thinks today in our binyan, there's no tit and butts and offer. Can come in your Moisvala binyan. Second point over here is, let's say you want to go to the, you have on your feet, you have over here or on your shoes, we'll get to shoes later. Let's say it's on your shoes with the side point. Let's say you have in your shoes, on your feet, you have more. What do you go do? People go over to the sidewalk, and they go to the curb, and they go over to the curb, and they push their feet down to get the mud off. Is that also that motor? So, Kamal Mishmur, Mingdan Amayim Mordechai, it says on the step, there's no Isser of being on the karka. Who a curb has the same getter as being a step. What's this for, says Amayim Mordechai? The reason is, because no one chosh be Asher Gumus on the step. No one chosh, I mean, he came along and says that the idea of Asher Gumus is not an idea of a Leipul Chazawi Asher. It has to be shaped the practicality of Asher Gumus. Building upon that, I think the same is done. Kamal Simchal Balam says on concrete sidewalk is known bayav Asher Gumus. Therefore, practically to take your foot on concrete was not the problem. No one's coming to fill up any holes in their concrete. There's no bayav Asher Gumus. What? We'll get to Taichin. Leave it on the person's body. Come on his foot right now. There's no bayav. Leave it right now. It's on his own foot. And Taichin will Bezrim get to. But Maisim, it's the sugya of taking off your foot. It's had a secret over here of Asher Gumo is coming voice getting practical, not too practical unless you're in the mountains somewhere. When either it's good for the building, I'm not sure how that's so. Or in the case of the ground was good, when you have a bayah Asher Gumo is. Otherwise, on a rock is mutter, on concrete is mutter, on your curb is mutter. So what in the world is a person wiping off his shoe from something inside this is over here? It doesn't really apply to this concept. What? I said, either barefoot or in the case we'll get inside shoe from Machek, I said, we're saying heter. Okay, you only have to worry about two things over here. The machik and the mitzvah of Asher Gumus. So we don't care the whole, practically, the whole lachon sifbav doesn't apply Asher Gumus.
Every other time Asher Gumus would say,
oh, so we could have said, like, plug over here, but the point is, came along with and it brings down the Maimon Mordechai. He says, on the steps, not a problem. I looked at the Maimon Mordechai, he says, no, why? It's not Shach, Asher Gumus, he says this.
So why are we here?
It doesn't sound like he made a like plug over here. Doesn't sound like middle of
the
it sounds like if the Matthias and not Shaykh, we're not going to worry about it. It could be maybe. It could be a variety that the place came. The Gemara has three different sheets over here. Obviously, Chazal didn't make a light plug. Could be that we see from the Sigurd there was no plug. There was no light plug over here. But the Maitre, once I've seen the Mishabur went that way by a case of a step, therefore, we're doing the same thing to get to concrete. It's the same thing. Now, the side point over here, Kimmel Mishmur says, when you put on top of a rock, Lamai said, smoter, he said, Doc, make sure it's a big rock, not a small rock, because if not, you have a bayam, it's not a sugar, big metal, so mokso. Come on, the place, Kim, when they ask. Number one is, total, the gufa is more to do served over Isser. Not only that, those who are makmer, even served over Isser is more to total the gufa. But even those who want to be makmer against the Mishmur, against the Rosh, against the Macham, say, total, the gufa is also the served over Isser, but it's more to served over Heter. And here's Sarv Dov Heter. So come over the Achoinim and say, it's Kashin everybody over here. Spet the Chodshani and Levenzel, Shvatsiskuk and others. One of the world, how do you answer the Sigil of Muks over here? That's also, says Mishmur the Shariti, adopted on Big Rock, not Small Rock. Why is that so?
Why didn't you bring it down?
That I can't answer. But truly, I can't really answer both of them. It's fine. Leave it as a Kashin. Even call to Masah, it's almost a Sarv Dov Heter. Call whatever you want. Still tell the Begufa, I know. Fine, Tziv Zayin is the next second case of Tit. You have Tit at the top of your clothing. Also, the Hemsuch of the Sugya, that Kuf Mem Aleph. I assume everyone saw the Sugya, three different cases over there. So, Kuf Mem Aleph, example, what you're going to do, you have Tit on your beggar, very simple. If it's, you can make Kaf case Vifnim, not for foot, and you want to do for foot, you have to do with your nail. That means either do it inside or on the outside with a nail. Now, what is the case of what's inside and what is outside? It's come on the grass, and he says over, and others say, outside does not mean the outside of your clothing, it means outside where the tit is. If the tit is over here, that's outside. If it is inside, then that comes to outside. Outside means the opposite, where the tit is, that's the outside. That means if you want to have, you have tit on the inside of your shirt, so then you rub the outside. Then you do shift on the outside. So first, the law is very clear that you always can do a shift on the inside, or beats apart on the outside. Now, what is the Isovir Kemal Rashi says? We have a Bayam Tadasuga of being Malabin over here. That's a Mechab Mizan that's done with Taliban over here. Again, there are others who say different reasons. The Rambam says that Tadasuga may be an act of Kivos, you might do an act of Kivos. Or the Ru'ah says, not that it is an act, you might lead to do an act of washing with water. Or the Ru'ah says, Tadasuga of Nechol. Or the Kolbay says, it's a Daimel of Nechol, why could Dumb into Malabin? He puts two things together. Find them as far as over here. Might we have an Isovir to take things off unless you do the case of Bifnim or Bechutz Bitzipanayim. Now, what Begad was discussing where they're saying there's an Isser. So, is a Mavucha coming with Bialoch, it means down that the Arnold's one tiny down the case of Fishton. That's a Shibu Lekha, brought down Hashem the Beinatam. The Rabbah does pass this way. The Maestro Mishibu says not to Machalach, that's Timus Apoiskin. That whether it's a case of Fishton or other Begadim, go like the Bach of Mogarbom and say there is no Chilak, that all Begadim has the same Alocha, that only time it's Mutter Shifters on the inside or outside with the case of Yotzipanayim. Now it says you can megar with the tzipanayim. Come on, the person would say, what about using a sakin? Can you use a knife? So come on, the Rosh, and the Rosh of the Sugya says, we're talking about the Torah, even a sakin lemaisa is mutter. That's how the person can go. The only question is, what's the mean of sakin? The two sides of sakin. There's the pointy side, and there's the dull side. Question, what side are we referring to? Came on the Magaram says it means even the sharp side, the pointy side, the person has the right to go take off the mud, and the same get it as tzipanayim. The Maaseh Mishnah Berurah points out, look at the base Yosef, it's only B'loshon Efsher. What right can take it B'loshon Vaday? Who says he can't be Michael? And therefore, Mishnah Berurah says, Efsher can do the sharp side. And therefore, since the Mishnah Berurah is Mefakrik upon the Mogavam, with Simcha Bonim, or Rabbi and others bring it down, the law can only do it from the dull side, and not from the sharp side.
Why is it different than Rabbi?
Rabbi from the inside, he can't, not from the outside.
So what's the difference between Rabbi using your fingernails, using a knife? It's that people.
It sounds like there's a shino in the act that you're doing over there. It sounds no way of doing
it. I thought it was a knife in the fingernail,
a knife, the dull side, will have the same lock like it's a fingernail. The sharp side, that's the mishnah was questionable, right? Deputy Makel, so much.
The nail is not sharp like the
that's the sound, not the way, that's the Efshir. That's the Efshir, good, that's the question, Efshir. Now, there is again a side point over here. We're saying that on the outside, you want to take the mud with the nail, the mice, it's mutter. Again, you have a question about the sugya of muksa. What happened to muksa over here? The mice and mud is muksa, tit over here is muksa. So again, I'm going to do this question, Mishal Mazamun, Shemir Shabbos, and all these people are safer. They come from two different avenues. Either one, tiny, the mud is bottle, and no shivas over here, and then you take it off, now you're on top of your nail. Now, once you start off moving it beheter, you can mamshik to move it. Machal Gafoyski, Machal Bumps to the mice, you can. Or the other one say, Dichal Het of Graf Shari, that's why you can. But again, they get involved with a side point, how do you move it without the sugya of muksa? Kamal Mataz over here, and he says that this halacha of removing the mud, lav dach means the mud, even the stain they leave behind, let's say there's no mud over here left. There's only a mara of tit over here, only a stain over here. Kamal Mataz says also a person can remove it, get rid of it, whether it's a stain of tit or soya, he says no problem. Now the place can be ikir, bring down the taz halacha l'maiso. The Al-Rabba brings it down, and the Toysu Shabbos, and the Machzor Shekel, and the Graz, and the Chai Odom, and the Nazi Yisrael, and the Aruch HaShulchan, and the Chaim Noah, Loi. Who argues? Mishabua but Kifis. He comes along and says, what are you talking about? Vada, his words are Osir. Not only that, he wants to say, Kondi Rashi, it's a Chir Chatzis over here, Shabbos Kilo over here, and therefore he's very stuck against it to disagree, and says there is no Heter to remove a Mara when it's left, when it's going to be a case with nothing left behind. We'll get back to what he said in Machlokes is, the Maestro Mishmuel went against the Paiskim, went against the Mesoira. I don't see anyone to argue with the Taz until the Mishmuel came along and wants to argue with the Taz. Now what does it mean leaving behind a Roish Mamaro? So it's not that clear, but where Berkut says over, is that when a person, when he takes off, let's say, any stain of any piece of mud on top of him, when he takes it off and he sees, I left behind a Roishim, Einim Ne'odim, let's see them leave behind a Roishim. If any of the others does not see left behind the Roshim, because the drop left behind, they're not nechal again leaving behind the Roshim. And we have the local here, we have to leave behind the Roshim, says the Mishnah Berurah. And they said, when you do not leave behind the Roshim, says the Mishnah Berurah, it has to be Osir. Removing any Mara is Osir. So what's the get of leaving behind the Roshim? And he wants to know what any of the others says you left behind the Roshim. Now, in this halacha, we're discussing case of Tis, come along the Paiskim discuss, is this dafka by a Tis that's Yovish, Lach, even case that's Yovish? Come on the Mechaber and bring down from the Torah that the Torah wants to say the Locha is Mitad Yavesh, Yavaya Mitad Sugo of Tarichin. And therefore, the Mechaber is Loshi Yeshayim, the name of the Pais can be Iker, or Machmer, the Graz, or Shulchan, Chayotim, Kitzer, the Kamal and Tainu Yavaya Mitad Sugo of Tarichin. However, they point out once the Sugo is Mitad Tarichin, you have to go back and learn the column of Tarichin. For example, let's say you fell on top of you some food, Tchina, that was a liquid that could get congealed on top of your jacket, not the salad. Lachin again, toichin is ain't toichin at the toichin. It already was grounded up. So, mitzad the sugya of toichin, you won't have any problem anymore. You have chulent. A lot of places one time, the chulent is fully cooked very well, has it again been toichin already. It's very soft. If so, says the Shemir Shabbat Kilchasa, he falls on top of you and gets chilled on top of your jacket, you want to scrape it off, mitzad the sugya of toichin, you have no problem. That means this side probably get to tit. Tit myself does not get ain't toichin at the toichin. Why is that so? Kibega zakasha. Why? That's the kral. Negate to other things. Negate to food, negate to laughing to pull the top of your jacket. You want to know if you take it off, mitzad when it dries off, come on the Shemir Shabbos, the place coming down, you mitzad drying off, mitzad the sugya of toichin would not be a problem, because there's no iser of toichin after toichin. Now, even though we give me machber and say the loch is a person cannot either move the stain according to Mishnah Berurah or to move the tit itself when it's on the outside, but come along the Mishmur and said, but let's say you mitzad the sugya of covered abrius, you can't walk outside, you can't get it off. What's the age of what to go do? Here it comes along and says, since over here it's a shvus to shvus, it's a mlokosh ein tzrich l'gufoy ayinay nafri. Then he said, but mishum kovah b'riyas, the person can be mekel. So we have a cloud, we discussed the sugar of mil and nafri, can a goy be mekel by case of drabonans by a kovah b'riyas? We point out from over here, Mishkura says, even by mlokosh ein tzrich l'gufoy, which is the most chomadik drabonan, came from Mishkura and still said, a shvus to shvus, you can be mekel in kovah b'riyas. Hagami mentioned when he learned Simon Shinyan Beis that the Lumus Paiskim one time, even by Deraisa, can make a Milan Afri by Kavod Abrius. That is a Mavucha Paiskim. One of the writers that come that is not so is from this Mishnah Berurah. Why did Mishnah Berurah come on to study Amlach HaShem Tzvi HaGufay? I'm just making Kavod Abrius and Milan Afri. Fine, you can maybe answer different levels of Kavod Abrius, but the Maisa, the Lot is clear. Kavod Abrius by one Rabban, the Maisa, that's clearly Mutter. when it's with tziruf. If it's with elu adereita, yishol among the poskim. The last case of the tit, the sugya b'mamshich, is the sugya of tit on top of your shoes. The Gemara Kufim Aleph brings down that first, the harahav mino, the loch is you can be megarit from your shoes only by a chodesh, not by case of yoshim. Have a kimon husava, but on the price that says the loch is you cannot be megarit, you can't be rubbed, not a chodesh, not a case of yoshim. Loch lemaisi kamon l'mechaben tzevches, it brings down, you have shoes with plates on top of it. The loch is you want to megarit to take a knife and scrape off the mud. The loch is whether it's chodesh or yoshim lemaisi it's also. What's the iser? It says Rashi me'machek, says mechaben machek. Please come say you have a bayam to the sugya of machek, which we already learned already. Now we discussed then we learned machek. We saw the sugya then was on the ma'amokim sheet on the sort of bekinter. Just to point out what came out practically, the question was the gear to our shoes. That means the gear to our shoes. You always have two in yonim. One inside the karko, one inside the shoe. It's not the karko, but it is not the gear. No ashagumos against cement, no problem. Therefore, inside the ground, the issus involved doesn't really apply. The problem is taking your shoes and rubbing it against the ground. The maisi is smoothing out the shoe over here. So first, the question is that true bizman hazeh again? Come on, Masham, that's Torah, and wants to tell you that if you take your shoe and you rub it against a knife or anything that's sharp to rub it out, he wants to tell you it's makalpa today. Our shoes are done very well. Even in his days, he's writing this in the 1800s, were done very well. The get is being calculated, it ruins it. The Red Archa Shabbos points out, he says the Chura, that in those days, there used to be begimas, there were marks in the ur. And if when you rub it down, it would smooth out the begimos. Today, b'zman hazeh, ours is very smooth, our shoes, is no problem. And therefore, number one, it's not a pulus b'machek. Number two, even if it did a secretion b'machek, it might be the case of a kilkul over here. Therefore, come on the Archa Shabbos, and what's, I know, what's the problem? Why should be also? The Maisa, when the Masham, Shlomazam, the Archa Shabbos, all three bring it down, after he swore, they say it should be mutter, they all three end up sarachim. They don't take to make all. Maisa, come on the Arlatsian, and living up of the Asher, others. So I say, it's a good time in the Chalam, it's motor. It's a good time in life, it's motor. I tell a Shlishi, what bothers me, the Shemir Shabbos, my son, you put on the local as is. You tell him, his man is there, you cannot take your shoes and rub it against something that's pointy. After Sugim and Machik. Come on, the Minchas Ish, and want to say, you know why? Because he said that's true when you get new shoes, maybe there's no mile to the shoes. Today, after you wear shoes for a while, you want to say the art piece there, Motim, and there's a mile to take a knife and scrape it off and smooth it out the skin. I have no idea what he's talking about, but he wants to argue because Archa Shabbos wants to disagree with him. I also see Lamet Ribiat, he says Machmer. I see the Simcha Bonim, he's also Machmer. Ribiat says, you know why? Even though it's hardly perceptible what's any smoothing effect, Lamet says a Mashu counts the what's also. Now, I have a hard time why they're being make Machmer. Again, why is Shmir Shabbos, Simcha Bonim, Ribiat? Apisvara, Shabbai, Lamet, there's no ticking over here. There's not be Misakin over here. That's first Mitzah when it's leather. Leather sold, anything that's leather.
Not the shoe part, the sole part.
Any leather? Yeah, it's just leather.
Then you can hear a taco that it makes a, I don't know.
What can you hear?
Looking at leather itself.
There's a mile over here? There's a mile going on over here?
The happy roof is back to shore.
Even the bottom. Your bottom of the body is so smooth. Well, what's the mile going on over here?
So what is the creepy or other than a kind of baby? I step on a... That's more public than my shoe is going to be.
What?
That surface is more public than my shoe.
Fine, but it's going to smooth out. You go to concrete, you go to any area, smooth it out, you go to the step, we'll do that. I think I agree with the problem. I agree it should be mutter. I don't know what
the knife.
Well, the second thing to discuss, let's say you don't have leather soles, let's say you have rubber soles.
Sure.
Or you have a plastic sole, they call it. Come on, Shmir Shabbos again, he's Machmer. I don't know why. Come on, Shino Shamir to the bottom. In this case, the bottom should be Michael, no shakes over here. I see Shlomo Zalman to the Tzorachin. So again, I'll be swerved by, I think our shoes, whether it's leather or rubber, should be no problem. I got for some other reason, Shmir Shabbos came along and he left as is, he was Machmer. Fine, so we covered. What? No, Chodesh and Yoshim. That's the said Shulchan Aruch. He left the Shulchan Aruch as is. Fine, so we covered Dalet Duches right now. Not to go back and put the whole Sugi of Alef Duches together. That means the Simon Shin Beis are really two chalakim of washing things. That means you have the sheets, you can follow along, be easier. Let me go back to the sheets around. Alef Duches, Alokha, cleaning something, kibbutz without mayim. We start today, Afchabur, do kibbutz with mayim. That means if Tetan onwards is using mayim, Alef Duches is washing things without mayim. So first to point out that six separate alokhas floating around over here, and all the alokhas of Kura are Akashim, they obey how to answer to apply practically. That means when a person asks you, something fell on top of my jacket, can I take it off my jacket? Mud fell on top of it, still in different cases. You really have to realize that five separate cases to answer, five different halachas, five different cases. We'll try to build to explain where we're coming from. First, what comes down in Shulchan Aruch, the six cases over here? Number one, we have a halacha that's of aleph, that someone has offered dirt, dust on top of his begad. What's the halacha? Machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos. We pass on Rashi, it has all three columns of a shachar, and it's chodesh and machpel, maisi yechayim for it. Tosfos, maisi, it's mutter. That's the first case. The second case, it's of aleph, they're mobbing down. The case of nitzis, you have red on top of you, want to take it off. The more passing the mutter, hagam mobbing down, the same as the chroin, this is also. The third case, which moving down the sebeis, a case where you have a pishtin or tashel, food that fell on top of you, that congealed, you want to peel it off. Come on, the Bahag, it says you can peel off food that fell on top of your jacket. A fourth case we had was a sefei. You want to go over to your beged and rub it together, make it shine, make it look very nice. Come on, the Mechaber says an ulcer. A fifth case we have a locha is a case of tit that fell on top of your beged. The locha is bifnim. Or in the case of sipanai b'chutz is mutter, otherwise the shafshe b'chutz is ulcer. In the sixth case, you have a myra, only a stain. Kamalim Shmuel says, you also may be chayim, and Kamalim Tan says, mutter. Fine, those first six halakas they get to cleaning something from your beged. So the question, how to, the different ways of asking the question. The simple way of asking, of simple bond, he starts asking very simple. He says, Al, Hey, and Zayin are a stero. He says, Al, from one of the halakas, you chayim. Hey, you know what the halakas is? You drabonim. Zayin, what the halakas is? It's mutter. So we have three things taken off from your beged to clean something from your beged without water. And one time it's chayim, drabonim, and mutter. That's one simple way of asking it. But since we're learning the sugya better, let's ask it 10 ways this question. I think it's going to be easy following the sheets. We'll point out the questions over here from halacha to halacha. First way to ask it. Sif aleph, the halacha is, come on, Tyson says you have offer. What's the halacha? Offer? Shake it off, no problem. Sif zayin, what's the halacha? To pay, what's the halacha? To mishaf shape, says the halacha is ulcer. That means take off something, to clean something, is ulcer. Why? If without water, one time is mutter, one time is ulcer. Why is that so? Second way to ask the question is Sif Alpha according to Rashi, not according to Tosfos. According to Rashi, the halacha is if you're not makbid, it's ulcer, it's mutter. Mashek and Sif Hey, you want the shachshik one together, the halacha is going to be ulcer. Second question. A third question to ask is again from Sif Alpha to Sif Zayin, you have to ask the question Sai according to Rashi and Sai according to Tosfos. According to Rashi, the halacha is if you're makbid, the halacha is going to be chayiv. Yin and Sif Zayin, the halacha is you have tin on top of you, go take it off, peel it off. If you do it, Bifnim. Why is it mutter? Sending the ifkoin to Tosfos. Tosfos says the halacha is when you have offer it's mutter, but yet on the outside, the shaft shape outside is ulcer. You have to ask from Rashi, from Aleph, to and Tosfos, to Sif Zayin, the Chod Yisteir, Sai Rashi, and Sai Tosfos. And who is this kashya? Again, all these questions are brought down by the Bialacha or the Paiskim. That means the question Aleph to Hey is the question of Bialacha is, the question of Aleph to Zayin is also come on the Shaitin, he is this question. The question from the case of Nitzis Siv Zayin, also for Nitzis taking off something on top, that's mutter. You're saying taking the tit off on top is only is mutter, even though a case of Shifshuf. If that's mutter, why the case of, you have to speak out the case of Nitzis? Even Shifshuf was mutter Siv Zayin. The question is Siv Gimel, the next question, the sixth question, is according to the Bahag. The Bahag is locked as you allowed to peel something off as mutter. And Siv Zayin says, Asa to Mechutz. Why is that so effective, Yalacho? The seventh question that comes along again, the Paskim is, is why when the Bahag is to peel off the Maisa's mutter and Sif Hei, the Maisa's ulcer to the case of Shirshuf. A eighth question, come on the question that is why from Hei Zayin they have a Bayah? Hei Zayin, the Shaf Sheikh, the Maisa is to be ulcer, Mashiach and Sif Zayin, the Maisa, that case is mutter when it's the case of Bifnim. A ninth question, come along with the Bialacha, says according to you, the Taz of the Loch is, you want to take off the Mara, the Maisa's mutter. So you have a question according to Taz, Saisif Aleph and Saisif Hei. Come on, Bialacha, and it's both them upon the Taz. You Taz want to say you're moving a Mara, the Maisa, and Mutter. Fact to Bialacha, Sif Hei. Fact to Bialacha, Sif Aleph. That means you have to realize we have six halachas, and all of them really should ask one to another. And not all of them, I think eight of the ten, are brought down by the Mishpu as a question. Of course, they're all serious and they obey. Is it Mutter, is it Asa, do you have Klum, don't have Klum, is it totally Panak Fada? Depend upon inside or outside? What's going on over here? Look, what's the steer? When can the person might clean off his jacket on Shabbos? When something is dirty on top of it? What are the klalim over here? That's first the questions. I think the questions are simple. The answers get a little bit harder. The study, according to the Mishnah Berurah, seems to be that to make something that you have a bayah on Shabbos, it says the Mishnah Berurah, he has his mahalach, he'll make two klalim over here. And you see all the Achronim, they'll bring down Mishabura, Malachim. They'll say, oh, Mishabura is Malach, and then the Baal will be another second Malach. So there'll be two separate Malachim how to answer it. We Mechaim knows Malach, the Rosh Shabbos brings down, the Vilas Seif brings down, and the Rabbanim brings down, the others bring down. They want to find a second way to answer everything, and based on that, we know how to pass and how to apply these things. First, Mishabura. He seems to have a story like this. Number one, to Mechaim something, you have to do a pool of kibbutz. Kriso, you have to do an act that is washing something, that's cleaning something. What is the act of cleaning something? The person who shakes something, that's not how you clean something. Near Menar something is not that way you clean something. Shif, you take two begad. How do you want to clean something during the week? You take two begadim, you rub them together, that's shif. That's how you clean something. To shake it, that's not how you clean something. That's not the derech. You have to rub, do an act of shif. Therefore, to mechaim something, number one, he has to do a, he says you have to do a pula of kvisa, meaning shif. Therefore, the Mishmur says sifay is a pula of rubbing together, it's a pula of shif. A second thing he says is also you have to have kavona for kvisa. Why? Because usually to do an act of kvisa, you use water. The fact you're not using water, why is it an act of kvisa? You have to have kavona to clean something. Masha Enkin, when a person comes along and wants to take off the tit, he's not coming to clean the jacket inside per se. Time to remove something that's on top of it. When it comes to remove the tit or the tafshul that's on top, that's not the chalengeda of kvisa, of being malabe. That's just taking nitzis off that's on top of it. That means, again, you need two things over here. Number one, you need to pull a kvisa. And number two, you need kavana for kvisa. Now, it does say that in Rashi, when you do menar, what's halacha? That's a certain, according to Tosafot, the reason why it's mutter, it's not full of kvisa. Rashi says, yichai, why yichai? So, Mishmur understands, he says, when you have a kvada for something, the devil gives a chshivas to the act of being menar. Even near, have a geda of full of kvisa, an act of being, an act of washing something. That means, menar better than not full of kvisa, a kvada is makshiv the act of being menar over here. That's first the Yisoid. Again, I think the Yisoid is very clear with the Mishmur slowly, numerous times. The point he says, you need two things to mechayev you. Number one, you need the Yisoid of doing an act of kvisa, and number two, you need a kavana of kvisa. The Yisoid, let's speak it out. By Siv Zayin, to remove the tit. The loch over here is, you have no kavana, he says. Just moving what's on top of it. You're not coming to remove the roshim still left behind. You come to remove the roshim, oh, you want to clean it. But the fact that you took off only the thing on top and not the roshim left behind, it must be you have no kavana for kvisa. That's what the Maaseh is mutter. Either Taz says you take off the Maaseh as mutter, you're right, it's chayev. You have a problem with that. Why? Because then you have kavana for kvisa. That means Mishmur says the reason why Siftes is mutter, why there's no kavana over here. The loch and Sif Aleph, Mishmur says, what? Sif Zayin. Mash Enkin, he comes to loch and Sif Aleph, why is Neil Maaseh mutter? Korn Taisi, you know why? That's not full kvisa. That's not how you clean things. Don't shake things. And Rashi is mechanish over here. What's the locha? When you machben, give the chshivas to the active near over here. Negate to the sugya of Bahag.
That's what? How you clean dust. The pool of clean dust is shaped.
I assume you go like that.
Kazak.
That's shift. When you have dust upon your hat, you take a half brush, you very hard brush it off, right? That's dust in your hat. You take a brush, you brush it right off. Now, come along the, what's the Bahag saying? So Bahag, come along Mishmur and discuss, what is the Metzius of the Bahag? The Bahag is saying, when you take off your chulant or your tafshul fell on top of you, he said, okay, over here the case is, you do not leave any ration behind. So myself, why is it mutafor? He says, because you have no kavon, you only want to remove the thing that's on top of it. He says, oh, you have no kavon, but there's nothing left behind. So we'll have the column back to Sif Aleph. Mice is clean over here. Depends upon a kvado. If you makbud, the loch is will be also. If you're not makbud, the mice will be mutter. That's first what he says over here. Now, with that, just to answer the questions, speak out the answers. That's first as you studied. Now, if that's so, we're going to go back to the 10 questions to answer it, the kitzer. Then first, again, we had a question that Sif Aleph quotation, the mice is mutter, and Sif Hey. The loch is the shaft of it is going to be ulcer. Come on, there will be a loch in the question. He answers, you know why? Because if you're doing a pool of kvisa, you're rubbing it. Sif Aleph, you're not rubbing it. Very simple. Second question. Rashi against Sif Hey. So the same aside. Sif Hey, you're doing a pool of kvisa, rubbing it together. That mice is ulcer. Rashi, Sif Aleph, the mice is mutter, unless the case when you're machbid, that's being machshim now the pool of near. Very simple. The question over here of Sif Aleph versus Sif Zayin. So coming with Sharatini, he points out a very interesting thing. Rashi says, we know why to take off the tit the mice's motor. Rashi says, you know why? Because there's no water moving the tent. No water. Come on, the lochans kufim, the suga benar betalisa. He says the case of tal, no, it's ulcer. He's only moving the case of the offer over here. Only the offer. Reb Kivagir, I understand. You, Rashi says, you lot take off tit. You know why? Because you're not using wood. It's not full of bimalaping. You, Rashi says, on kufim zayin, know what case of nab betalisa is? Case of offer. So he goes on the text of Kivagir. Says Sharatin to answer. No, there's a difference over here. When you're coming to remove the tit, since you're leaving the roshim behind, therefore you have no kavana to do an act of leaving. The heck of it is not mitzad. You're not doing a pulis leaving because there is no water. It's not how Kivagir. Kivagir understood the study of water is with water. That's malabing. Without water, it's not malabing. Says Mr. Bud, no, that's not the side. With water, without water, about is malabing. The reason why over here it's mutter, you have no kavana for leaving. And I'll bring it right. No kavana for leaving. The reason why I did not use mayim. The reason that makes it mutter, because that is a raya that I don't care about the leave one. And the Kivagir is saying the word, what's the heter of not using water? That one is not malabing. Yes, Kashi Rashi. Says Mishmur, not water is malabing. But the fact that I left a roish behind, so the fact that I did not use water, that's a simin that I'm not going to have kavana for leave one. It's not the heter shibo, it's not the sibo for the heter. It's a simin that I'm not going to have no kavana for leave one. That's the side over here. So again, if you leave a roish behind, that's kavana that shows over here that I'm not going to pull a sleep on, I'm not kavana to leave one. In the sif al to sif zayin, why sif al mice is a mutter sif zayin, the lock is osur b'chutz. So come along the tiladov, just says very simple, based upon the similar idea over here, just like b'fnim is mutter, the idea of why it's not kosher but pull a sleep on, menar is the same idea as doing b'fnim. It's not a chshivas of doing b'chutz over here. The halacha of the Bahag against Siv Zayin, the Bahag says the Maisa, the halacha is mutter to peel it off, and Siv Zayin says also do b'chutz. In fact, the halacha, what's the difference? The Maisa, you have to think about it very slowly. We have a clear Bahag. I think everyone knows this Bahag. It's put down by the Magabram, about the Mishmur and Sifay, Magabram and Sifalev. Bahag says very simple, you have shul, the fell on top of your tapshul, you let it peel it off. It does not give you any klum, any gedorim. In Siv Zayin, the halacha is, it says Mishmur, if you only leave Rosh behind, and it depends how it's b'fnim or b'chutz. Mishmur's maskon is the bahag and the sevzayin is the same thing. There's no difference. Except what the tzitzal comes out, therefore they have different halachas. He comes along and says, the halacha over here is when the bahag is, when you take it off, you're leaving no reish behind. Sev test, you leave a reish behind. Therefore, since you're leaving no reish behind, it should be off the bahag. Therefore, it says, the reason why it's motor, you know why? Because you have no, because not nichol, the klom, you don't have an ekpad over here. Since over here you have no akpada, there's no pulas kivos. You're coming, what is your kavon over here? Your whole kavon is to take it off. You have no kavon for kivos. Only when you're being machbid is being machshid the kavon, the idea of taking it off. But since you're coming to only remove the thing on top, agav, there's no roshim left behind, then in that case you're going to be mutter. But it comes out, aside the case of tit, aside the case of tashil, the bag and the machaber are really the same thing. It'll come out. In the case of Tid and Tafshul, if both of them removing the kesem, you're moving the stain itself, that depends upon the lach of akpod. If you're makbid, it'll be ulcer. If you're not makbid, it'll be mutter. If both of you the case of leaving roshi behind, both of them will be mutter. There's no difference in the case of the Bahag and the Taz, except the Metzias is different. The Bahag's case is we're not leaving roshi behind, therefore depends upon akpod. Masha Engin, the Siv Zayin, the case, you are leaving roshi behind, therefore might that case over there is mutter. So it sounds like over here, I'm not sure I'll show with the Bahag. What's Bahag Seter? It sounds like there's a, you have no Kavana, so here also the.
No Kavana or Tana Pool?
I'd say over here means no Kavana, and also the idea of Akpada will give you the Chashivas as if you had it, which I'm usually on that point. That point bothers me a little bit. It could be. I have to just go back to the. It doesn't sound that way. It could be.
When do we say it's calling whether or not you would wear the baggage to last up game? When do we say it's calling whether you're doing it to
the That was developed. That's
I know,
that's
but isn't that much whether that's the gather of whether you're master or not? Meaning.
No, they're fine. When they give us part of that was next to Valve, that was a long time ago, like 10 days already.
What?
Saying. If you won't wear it, then you're master, that's fine.
Okay, so then what's this other gather of whether people have any people that's calling while you leave behind snake?
No. Again, what is happening over here? If you leave behind this thing, that's not kibbutz. You don't act like kibbutz over here. If you leave behind this thing,
it's not telling that. That's telling whether you wear or not. Why is it telling whether?
Again, if you didn't do a, you have to do an act of kibbutz to be chayav for it. If you don't do an act of kibbutz, the ma'aser will be motor.
So it's not because it's a raya that you're not makpid?
Yeah, no, even if you leave behind the stain, even if you're makpid, it's motor. If you leave behind the stain, a sif zayin does not make a difference. No, if you leave behind the stain.
You said before that the svara is, because you're leaving behind the stain, it's a raya that you're not makpid. It's a raya that you're not makpid, you're not coming
to do a pula, and that you have no kavanah of a pula's kibbutz. You have not come on for that. No, again, if you, no. Even if you're machbid, you might say you didn't do a full skivus. If you are machbid, Siv Zayin makes anything about machbid and not machbid? No one said anything about Kala Siv Zayin, right? It's always motor. You left the ratio behind the mission. You didn't do kibbutz, right?
Even if you scrape that sun that did go in, but you left the ratio, it's still motor?
That's the mission, yeah. Yes. Yeah,
so
the Bahag is. No, Bialacha says, yes, Kashi Siv Zayin. He says, the Bahag's case, he did not leave any ratio behind.
So even though you are taking some out,
as long as you leave a ratio behind, he says it's mutter. Right? He says, Bahag did not leave behind the ratio. Either might not leave behind the ratio, but Bahag not Sival. No, he needs a club of Akbono. Saying, not leave. Bahag's case is Siv Zayin, except Bahag's really a Tazan case, comes out.
Not telling
that question. Says I know. No. Purpose? Speaking of whatever Mishbu speaks at. The question is Sifhei the Siv Zayin. Mishbu also has a question. He says, the difference between Sifhei Siv Zayin is that by Sifhei you have kavono for cleaning it. Siv Zayin, you have no kavono to remove the pitch over here. You saw the ration behind. Therefore, he says, if you have kavanah, take away the roshim, what's left behind the myra is not. He wants to argue the taz. Once the taz, the myra is wrong. Well, just if you realize what comes out, what really bothers Mishmur is Sifei really throws everything into a monkey wrench. You can answer Sifei, you can really answer most, won't have to come onto this kiddush over here. So, point out what Mishmur did. Sifei the Sif Zayin, Chud is a stira. He wants to mechanish, therefore, Sif Zayin, he left the roshim behind. Gebayah Sifei the Sif Zayin. Once he mechanish, he left a roshim behind. He has a bayah against the Taz. He has to argue with the Taz. And maybe there's a bayah with the Bahag. He has to say the Bahag depends upon the Sugi of Akbato. Then he says, maybe there's a bayah al Sif Hei. If you have to make the Sugi of Shif Shif. It all started from the point that Sif Hei is not a separate Sugi, it's all intertwined. Come along on a second Malach. There's a Mechai Novir, an Alpha Shabbat, you know, same others want to be done. A second Malach. Once the Sif Hei is a whole different ballgame. No Shaykh's has Sugi, different ways of saying over. The way how Mechai Novir says it over, I think. He wants to tie off Sif Hei. Is a sugya miyuchad as an issue over here. Why? Because how would you clean something during the week? You want to tell that usually when you have mud or dirt, you take water, you would clean it. So you're doing things different. There was no head, no issue be malavi betzim. Mashik, how would you take your cholok during the week and make it shine? You got back the cleaner, already is clean. What do? You rub it together, one to another. You're doing how you always will clean it and how you always make it brighter and lighter and naked neon. That's what you always do. So you want to tie in the dimmi yuchin and sifay. Has nothing to do with the sif aleph. That's not how you do it. That's not how you do it in sif zayin. Nothing to do with the bahag. That's all different. If you understand sif hey is a different ballgame, no shaitis, a kamal malacha is zayin lemais is motor, because out any word lemais is motor. And then will come along that even out of reishim also be motor. You like the
tans. How would you clean your hands during the week?
The water.
With your finger?
No, you take water. What did you go to sink and use water? You would. You'd use water. A lot of you do that. Therefore, the Bahag, we might see is come in a place in another way, we might see motor, and therefore you want to have the sugya of shif over here. They will come out. We said, so let's say the brush things on Shabbos very hard. They point out, according to Kainal, there's always a shif-shif. Or Shabbos and Kainal, to do shif on Shabbos, that's Sifei, no Shabbos. That means there are two separate mahalchim over here. Mishua the Bayah Sifei is a kasha, and he has to switch everything around because it's Sifei. If you somehow answer Sifei, most of the things are really taken care of. And just to make it now practically, it's getting later, no? I'm sorry. Take two cases practically. Number one, when something falls on top of your jacket, Maisa, how do you go clean it? How do you clean your jacket? So it comes along, there are betzem. First, to use a kli, That already is the belokum tefalof from the Tver Sol, Yash Tvash, Avadi cannot use it clean. You can't use a half brush, a limp brush, then my ulcer, from the whole tirchos of the Shabbos, I can't do. Discussing not using it clean. Now, what fell on top of you? You have to know there are five different things that can fall on top of you. And then once you know the five different things, very simple, know the local. If, for example, dust fell on top of you, what's the local? Very simple, it depends. If a person is a machbin and has his klolim, then you cannot be minar. You can't do that. Even to do it solely with ma'aser ulcer. If you're not machbid, then the local is echanami. You can minar or do it brush softly, not a problem. Have a shiv be ulcer. Basically, you have dust. Do it lightly, before that's even though I think lightly is definitely get them near, to rub up ma'aser ulcer. Well, that's you're not machbid. What does you say anything about Roshim and Sefalof?
Why not?
Because you're doing the act of if you're getting ripped. What?
You're saying it's not an act of Roshim.
You take Roshim off the offer. If you want it, if you're doing a pula, okay, what do you want? Do you want to do it softly and not leave anything behind? I'm not sure what you mean.
No,
that's shifshif, that's sifay. Sifay is also, it sounds like it might be Israel, but not Teraisa, but the Mice is also, that's shifshif. Part of shifshif. It sounds like there's a certain level of your job on over here. But when you do it, it's true, but only b'fnin, not b'chutz. How do you do that b'fnin, not b'chutz, right?
Why?
That this dust over there, that's b'chutz.
Okay.
I mean, it sounds like even in the cases when I see the spell of making chayim, there's certain places we have up on over here. I mean, even again, I kept saying it's designed as mutter b'fnin, right? Or b'chutz b'tzipanayim. But in those cases, mutter, I mean, not b'fnin, but still it's up to do it. If you can put it on the inside, it sounds like a mutter, yeah.
You're rubbing down.
There's lots of people, you want to go like this.
You're hiding a little bit dirty. You just go like that to get a little bit of water.
Usually you take you're coming to take all the dirt. You're taking away the marrow. What are you doing over here?
I'm trying to make it a little more manageable. No, I'm just stopping. I'm leaving the ratio.
Yeah, but you're taking over something that's, again, a question, let's go the other way. According to Mishnah Berurah, it says you have two on the top, left, take it off. You have to leave behind the ratio. Can you take off part, let's say you only have a marrow. Can you take off half the marrow? According to Mishnah Berurah, you can't take off half the marrow, right?
No.
So what is a double top of a jacket? Top you have? Is that a marrow?
Depends how dusty. Sometimes
there's
a lot of dust,
so
you only take off some of it.
I don't know, it sounds like it sounds like Mishra's understanding, the part of Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, the Tosfos understands the office and top, Rashi giving it a big inside, like a Myra. So look what even part of it you can't do. Fine, so again, if your hat or your jacket is dusty, Lachor, if you are Machbid, is ulcer, if you're not Machbid, blowing would be more to be said. However, if you're not makbid, lemaisi mutter only bekal na b'chaytik. In second case, if you have lint on top of you, you have crumbs, you have dandruff, you have strings, anything that's on top of you, you have the loch is on top. Noitzis, lemaisi, that'll be mutter over here. Let's say food fell on top of you. Food, what's the loch in that case? Depends. So if you leave behind a roshim, then the loch is you can do it b'fnim or because it's b'tzipanayim. If you did not leave behind the roshim, then the loch is you can peel it only if you're not being makbid. Like I said, children, not peel it right off if you're not makbid. If you are makbid, you'll have a bayat to peel off. You're back to the bahag's cloud. But shiv always is also.
Does it matter if it's dry or warm?
We're not discussing using water yet.
No, not food.
Let's say mud fell on top of you, then we have to look three things. If it's yavish, you have bayat, then it's a gift of toichin. If it's lach and leave behind the roshim, then the loch is going to be mutter, either b'fnim or b'chutz b'tzipanayim. If it's lach, you do not leave behind the roshim, the loch is allowed to peel it. That's the Bahag's case. If you're not makbid, that's still shifts of the mice's ulcer. You have a fifth case over here, you have a stain over here, that the mice's mishmur is a shas deraiso. That means someone asks you, so let's say my jacket gets dirty, what's the halacha? People were asking about 2 weeks already, so we'll get there. Now we got there. The point is, you have to answer me, what is the kimta, the five separate kimta, the five separate lochas? Is it the case of dust? Is it the case of laces? Is it the case of food? Is it the case of tit? Is it the case of the sustain? Those are the five cases, then you just apply them, and then everything's very simple. Don't even to this over here. is a case of something falls on top of a carpet. Had to go clean that on Shabbos. So without a carpet sweeper, that we discussed a week ago, that might have a bayam and tell the sugya of b'chol and tircha and kareya and mesak and mono and muks and other things. Stop. Things fell on your carpet. Can you pick up your rug and shake it out? So first of all, if you want to shake it out softly, then you get up, then it depends. If a person over here is makbid, not makbid. If you makbid mice also, not makbid mutter. If it's chlezik, when the shmir Shabbos is also. I once had someone by in my house, the kiddush, she picked up the rug and started shaking it. So I asked her, are you makbid? And she told me, 100% I'm makbid. So I told her, 100% also. Told me, no, I'm not makbid. So like, no, that's not exactly how we're supposed to answer this question. You have to be honest, are you makbid or not? But then my person told me, don't should be makbid, I'll be the heter. That was, you know, people trying to figure out what you want. I'm makbid, of course you have to shake it out. So then for sure it's also. Now, so come along, the lock is again on your carpet to shake it lightly, be motivi, not makbid, on chlezik, Shmir Shabbos, the Maisel wants to answer it over here. If a case you also, let's say you want to bang it softly with your hand, depends if you makbid, not makbid over here. If, let's say, the licht of some shulam fell on top of your carpet, if it's on top of your carpet, everyone says the Maisel can take it off. Let's say it's embedded in, on top of your carpet, it'll congeal on top of your carpet. Well, if it's had a sugya of, if it's yavesh, you must have your teeth nakatoich. If it's good, usually that doesn't apply. If a case over here does not leave a roshim behind, the maisa, if you makbid, be also. If you don't leave a roshim behind and you're not makbid, the maisa be motor. If it leaves a roshim behind and you're makbid, so what? The maisa will be motor in that case. Based on the leaves of the klolim over here. Fine, Bezer Shem, 2 points. Number one is, we're going to do Abdullah tomorrow.
Yavish on the
golf, you mean tit? Yeah, by Yamtas
on the
Teichen.
If
you think it's a problem of Teichen, then you have this issue over here. Now, Shlom Zalman, if I remember correctly, he's put on Shulchan Shlomo, one time in the toilet bowl is the Tsaya over there, no by Yamtas to give Teichen. I have to check why. I have to check what was the reason was. No, yeah, but you want to take the brush and clean the toilet bowl from the. He said, I have to see what his reason was to see if that applies to the right. What? Now, first two things. One is the sugya of Havdalah. I mean, tomorrow it's going to be different simanim. Second thing is my Tzurush Chodesh Adar.
So tomorrow should
not be very honest. Mishnix Adar, Mav B'Simcha. Whereas we have Purim, it's going to be 2 weeks from now. The Gehet of Purim, we have 5 Mitzrayim. Megillah, Mishlach Molech, Matos Avyeinim, and Sudan Yayim. Those are the 5. The Maisa to Mzakil Olam, or to Havad Olam, what we do in the past couple of years, and I was a couple of the Berkowitz the past couple of weeks, is that we try to help out the Fanim. I spoke to him about who is the Chalagedah of being, unfortunately, in the Hiddur level, and he said, it was two specific people we focused on. He says that somebody who is, people here might know, who is extended family of the Negeril, that's associated with Negeril, that we're trying to help out with for him. He's definitely get a hitter, and I'll gladly accept the money. I'll pass it on to Berkowitz. He'll give it to the person. He takes the Christ, give it to him on Monday over here. Now, just how much to give for Matos Lav Yoinim? The loch is Mishmur says a pruta for the Ritva. My son, Moin Am does not go usually follow this way. They try to be more machmur. That either the Gedu is like a pseudo, or the Seid Shabbai of the Ashram, or the Sei, whatever creates Simcha. Usually creates Simcha, give somebody 50 shekel, that creates the idea of Simcha. That means the loch of Maisa Vad is less than that. The way that a moin am, at least in the yeshiva life, being machmer, is for at least the chalapachas two aniyim, that's a lochal matas avyanim, is two aniyim, is to give for each person 50 shekels. Therefore, comes along, you and your wife, that's 100 and 100, each aniyim, that's a hiddish way, the milah of mekamdi say the matas avyanim. So if you want to give to somebody who is associated with Negeril,
more than one person?
Two different people. I have two different people. I spoke to our Berkowitz about two different people. Last year, I spoke to somebody else about it, but this year, to our Berkowitz. He said he'll personally take a fight to make sure they get them on Purim.
After 700 shekels, the next 50 is going to make him happy?
Do you think 50 shekels doesn't make a person happy? You know, you should give more. I mean, 1,000 shekels. 100%. 100%. But Machmer, Kula Marba, Losh of the Paiskim, Kula Marba has a Meshubach. That's Losh of the Shukonor, the Abba of the Paiskim, and down. And Echonami, fine, but every should talk to me, Zeichel, to give Betimcha, and be Betimcha, and we should never add a Machmer.